الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. We should make a lot of shukr to Allah Ta'ala for blessing us with this great month of Ramadan. Really, it is a month which is in every aspect, any and every aspect, it is a very, very great month. And that the night of Qadr is in this month the great night of great honor, the great night of great value. This also, the Quran Sharif was revealed in this month. All the heavenly books were revealed in this month. So it makes it a very, very great month. And mashallah, all who have come for itikaf, we all have to make a lot of shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Itikaf is a very great ibadat loved by Allah Ta'ala. Where a person has been, as the Shaykh Rahmatullah has explained, like a person who goes to somebody's door for his need. And he determines, I won't leave yet till my need is fulfilled. And he has to say that a person with the hardest heart will also melt and fulfill his need. This is at the door of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah is the most merciful and most kind. So Allah has, and really it isn't that we have come, ye qadam uthte nahi, uthai jaate hai. This feet of ours is not that we came, Allah brought us. Main aaya nahi, laya gaya ho. I haven't come, I have been brought. Allah Ta'ala has brought us. So we have to be very thankful, make lot of shukr to Allah Ta'ala. And mashallah, we find that they are all from little children who have come, from the grown-ups, then the young people, so many young people, old people, ulama, those who are not ulama, all. So this really draws the great mercy of Allah Ta'ala. And then from all different families and different places, for which it comes in the hadith, that if people of different places, families gather, or the amount of Allah's rahmat that comes down in such places. So Allah has brought us here, and in many other places in the country, in the world, people have gathered for itikaf. Inshallah, in every masjid, and hopefully we make dua that all the masajid in the world Allah open, and let the itikaf take place. And then many places itikaf is taking place, not only as a tikaf or as ibadat, but really for islah, for our reformation, to correct our lives. And many places the tikaf is taking place. So that is even more greater. One's ibadat, to make a tikaf for the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, is a very great and very noble thing. But for one's islah, for which this month is specified, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that we acquire this taqwa, we require our reformation, we say, our spiritual health. If a person has a physical health and he has a problem and it gets sorted out, he feels so relieved after that. After going through the process, after spending money, time, but now that problem is gone, whatever problem he had. Yeah, more greater than our physical and mundane problems that we have, our spiritual problems. And if we take the treatment and we get ourselves sorted out for anything, for our anger, our eyes are not under control, iman is not in order, the wrong things we have got, we believing in, or our iman is very weak, we haven't got the trust on Allah, yaqeen of akhirat, life of the qabr. If we haven't got that, it's very, very weak. And now we get that, a person himself will see what great. So this is why Allah has brought us here and everywhere else where people are gathered. Together with that again, as we see, we have already spent almost 24 hours into the itikaf here. And the brothers who came were spending 40 days, were spending 30 days more time. That from Fajr right through till Isha, They are all programs all the time. And these programs are not just to fill the time, but it is really that we take the benefit of it. There's whatever, and all these programs from Fajr right through are all very important. And every program is very important. And if we take part in it properly and with the proper intentions, that is to listen attentively and then to retain it and then to make amal on it and then to pass it on to others, we will see how tremendously we will benefit. So all this, if we pass our time, the 10 days also, and what to say of those brothers who have come for 40 days, for 30 days, with a great, great benefit. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is most gracious and most kind. When we have made this sacrifice, we have left our families, our businesses, our jobs, many things, and we have freed ourselves. Many of us have set ourselves up. We did things before, we'll do things after. We freed ourselves for this period. Allah Ta'ala, ni'ma al-qadirin. There is nobody who can appreciate how Allah Ta'ala appreciates. At home we find it common. A wife will say, you don't appreciate anything what I do. Or the husband will tell the wife, you don't appreciate what I do. But Allah Ta'ala knows all what is in the deep recesses of our heart. And Allah appreciates it. And Allah expresses His appreciation. Yeah, perhaps the husband appreciates, or the student appreciates, the wife appreciates, but sometimes we don't express it. But Allah Ta'ala even expresses it. And one of that expression is that He has brought us here. And the real place of the expression and where Allah is going to show it will be in the Akhirah. And Alhamdulillah, there are so many people, we say Alhamdulillah, that who are passing away. And people have seen them in the dream and they say, yeah, this is life, yeah. What you people doing there? Enjoyment is here. And really what great enjoyment they have got. So there Allah will show the real results. Yeah, if a person sees some benefits, it is only the bonus. The actual benefit will be in the Akhirah. And Allah gives the bonus in this world also. But the real benefit, and we should keep that in mind, that whatever we do is not for dunya's benefit. Allah gives it, that is His favor. But it is really for the Akhirah. So our real yaqeen and our object must be the Akhirah. So for that, and Allah Ta'ala has made this month of Ramadan the month for our spiritual reformation, we call it usually. But it is for the health, spiritual health of a person. And if a person gets his spiritual health, for example, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say one major thing with regard to this is ikhlas, sincerity. To do everything for sincerity. If a person had the spiritual disease that is doing things for name, fame, for his own pleasure, for worldly gain, etc., he might have worked so hard and done so much, but he gained absolutely nothing. In fact, he will be punished by Allah Ta'ala. And if a person just acquires the quality of sincerity, if out of his whole exercise, the 30, 40 days, 10 days, and we just acquire sincerity, and for that, our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shaykh Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimahullah, and all this majalis we are having, all our programs, our Mashayikh, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shaykh Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, what they have taught us, that we try and pass on, and we try and have it in our programs here. So Hazrat said, that for to do on one occasion, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And in that he spoke to them in that majlis and told them that if it is a pitch black night, completely dark, you can't see your own palm also. And a complete black little ant and walking on a black stone. So there is no possibility of seeing it also, of hearing its sound also, more stealthily, more secretly, more privately than that also, show and doing things for other purposes besides Allah comes into the heart. So it comes into everyone. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Allah reward him, all the Sahaba, they ask, oh Allah's Rasul, in sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in that case, we all will be destroyed. Because we will do things and we don't even know. It has come so secretly that we are doing it for name and fame now. We are doing it for some worldly gain and we don't even know about it. And we are carrying on all the time. Then a person's example becomes like that which the Quran Sharif says, عَامِلَةٌ نَاصِبًا. A person is working very hard. And so hard he's working, the sweat is coming on his forehead. He's wiping his finger and he's throwing the sweat down. So hard he's working. And there are people who are working like that. Really, in the Buddhist, for example, the priests who study and become Buddhists, the Buddhist priests, they go through a very, very, very intensive process. Not only the learning, but even physically, the mujahada they make is very intensive. And lot of others also, the Hindu, their gurus also, they go through a very, very hard training. The Buddhist especially, very hard training, but nothing whatsoever, because it's all in vain. So hard they work. And Allah says, tasla naran hamiya, they will be thrown headlong into the burning fire. So if we also doing everything, no ikhlas. We are doing it and we don't even know. We are carrying on and we are thinking I'm very sincere. We don't even know. Just say our deen, really. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, should I not show you one dua if you read, you will be saved from all types of riya, whether the big of it or the small of it, the openly or secretly, all type of riya you will be saved. And then this dua Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught, we should all learn this dua very easy and read it at least once a day. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika shay'an wa ana a'lam. Wa'udhu bika min wa astaghfiruka lima la a'lam. Just so much. It's like the fifth kalima we read. More or less the words, but it is much shorter than that. And without certain prepositions and things. Very short. So once a day we should try and read that dua at least. Hazrat should say, see, once you get this now, and the dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is guaranteed. You read it, now all what you are doing, even now your intentions which are sincere, you didn't do the amal, you made the intention. For that also you will get so great reward. So if we acquire just this one thing also, just the sincerity. And of course, for sincerity, as also we read after Isha in the Kitab, we hear that all how to acquire the sincerity. And all the other aspects also. If we work on this and we acquire these, ikhlas, and with ikhlas is lot of other sifati qabuliya. Lot of other things also we have to do so that our amal, our actions are maqbool عند Allah, are accepted by Allah Ta'ala. And really, what we have to do is just, we do it for Allah's pleasure. And we do those amal which are also all so simple, which we have been speaking about yesterday also, and we gain the love of Allah. Then Allah will do everything for us. We won't have to do anything whatsoever. Allah Ta'ala will make everything, and even like difficult tasks, Allah Ta'ala will make them easy for us. So Allah Ta'ala, so this is the month that we have come here for that purpose here. For that we need the knowledge of it also. Where we all, everyone, alhamdulillah, we go to Maktab and we study there. All of us inshallah have gone. Many have gone to Darul Uloom and we have become alims also. Many have become hafiz also. But that when did we go to learn to gain ikhlas, sincerity? Where did we go to gain concentration in namaz? All the other aspects are covered. So this is that department. So this is Allah brought us to bring that into our lives. We are taught everything, but how to learn is our duty, it's our farad. To practice is also our farz. To teach is our farz. And to train is also our farz. We know presently in the country that there are many people, especially since after 94, there were people who could do a job perfectly, but they didn't have the qualifications, the certificates. They were not satisfied. In fact, the people who work under a certified person, they are the ones who are doing everything. And they do it all perfectly, but they don't get the credit for it. So now government has worked, etc., how to, these people can be recognized, acknowledged, etc. So the training is, so a person perhaps, and it's common, you might not only have a matric certificate, but even a university degree, but the job they want to put you in, you need training for that job, and a special training. And then it seems also all that what you learned didn't help me yet. This training of 2 months, of 6 weeks, that helped me, and now I'm doing my job. So this training is also very, very important. And that is what we call, what is the khanqa, for that, in order to train ourselves. So, and we see that there are many people who are not ulama, but they get the training, and mashallah, they become so righteous and pious. And they reach what heights by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Whereas on the other side, a person is an alim also, but he didn't get the training. And in spite of all that knowledge, he still he doesn't reach where this person here without the knowledge, where he reaches. So the spiritual training, that's what we call islahi nafs, this correcting of ourselves, this is very, very important. So we should make shukr to Allah that Allah Ta'ala brought us. We should make shukr Allah gave us this forum, this platform where we all have come together for the purpose. And all the programs that are put together, that are presented all the time, take every program very, very very important. Like for example, if we are making a jigsaw puzzle, and if one piece is left out, then the whole, it's not complete. So like that, all these things are important. For example, now we heard about parking and in the, all that. A person might think, we came here for ibadat. Now what have I got to do with parking in a shopping center and all that? But a Muslim is a 24-hour Muslim. And if we observe the rules there also, and properly, we don't cause any obstruction to anyone. Basic thing is, which Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, in fact for his khanqa, he declared that our object in our khanqa is that a person, that we don't give adiyat, we don't cause any inconvenience to anyone. That is the basis of Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali's khanqa and his teaching, that we are not a cause of inconvenience to anyone. One time, one alim explained, and that was the time when there was something happening somewhere in the Muslim world or something, and where they accused Muslims of being terrorists, and this is also such a cover-up that a person who is a terrorist, the easiest is blame somebody else. Eh? For example, a person who stole, a crook, and then now he's running away, and they want to catch him. So he just points, there's the crook, there's the crook. So a whole attention goes that side, and he gets away this side. Whereas he is the crook, and he got away with it so easy just by turning, diverting the attention of, this is what is happening. So anyway, just that the Muslims were blamed for this. At the same time in a town, one person, Muslim person, properly dressed as a Muslim, beard, topi, everything, driving, and all the newspaper, that billboard, this whole thing of the terrorist thing was written everywhere. So when he came to the red light, he was going to turn to the right, and many places there is the arrow that you can turn specifically for this car. So it wasn't his turn to turn, but he just rushed, and he knew the others, they won't just turn, and he went across. Now anyone who sees that at that time will think, and that billboards are in his mind, Muslims are terrorists, Muslims are wild people, Muslims don't know how to do things. They haven't got any, they have got all animal things which they teach, and they call that values of humans. And what Muslims have got, the real value of humanity, they call that barbarism, animalism, completely. The world has made it topsy-turvy. But this Muslim that does this at this time, it really, yes, they are like that. So and this is just like that. All our etiquette everywhere is very important that we observe it. And moreover, for those who are fortunate and they appear like Muslims, we must present Islam in a more better way. On the other hand, just to explain this and make it clear, one person also dressed properly like a Muslim in America, he went into the lift. And when he went in, there was a young woman also, American woman, non-Muslim. And how they doll up, how they dress, all that. But he had the value of Islam. He didn't, from the side of his eyes, from one but he didn't look at her. And when they came where she had to get off or he had to get off, she exclaimed that, "What? Who are you and what are you? The world admires me." And many times these women dress like this, not for anything else, not that they have any bad intent, but they just want admiration. They just want to be acknowledged. You must pass a remark, "You are gorgeous, you are so wonderful, you dress so well." They just want that, but you didn't even look at me. What are you? Are you a human being or what? So he is still looking after his gazes. He told her, "Our religion does not permit this at all." She was shocked. That which religion? She asked for his phone number. He gave his wife's phone number. He went home and he told his wife, "This lady will be phoning most probably." Then you explained to her. On that she accepted Islam. So there are many, many cases like that. So especially when we behave, when we look like Muslims, more it's important for us to behave as Muslims and to be proper Muslims. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Many times we take it for granted. My piety is in the masjid. But at home with my wife, then there I'm a bully. I'm just like a ruffian. I'm like how we treat the wife, how we speak to the family, with our children, with our neighbors, and with non-Muslims, that we are guaranteed going to Jannah. So we can deal with non-Muslims as we want to. So all these, every aspect, the whole program, Allah make it, it comes into my life. And really even just part of it will come. It will be a different, our target is the full thing. So the roza also, which Allah Ta'ala has kept. So as we have explained, that to make the roza, the fast, that it is a proper fast. And then we will get the benefit, and then everyone will see what is fasting. We ourselves, we will be eager, as it comes in the hadith, that if my ummah knew what Ramadan was, they will wish the whole year must be Ramadan. This is from every aspect. As far as value is concerned, today we say a thing is, it's not the value of it, like money-wise. The sawabs which are concerned, they are so magnified, so great in Ramadan. Then as far as our reformation is concerned, there can't be a better month in the year than the month of Ramadan. And with the Quran Sharif, you are in a place where you got all the best of the most top tech, technology, everything, computers, whatever you can think, but you don't know how to use it. So that is there, and Allah gave us the Quran Sharif. And the Quran Sharif will teach us how to benefit from all this technology of Allah. Not this dunya's technology, which cannot rate anywhere with the technology of Allah Ta'ala. So, and the Quran Sharif's miracle also is that with understanding, without understanding, we just have to read. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali emphasized that in Ramadan, your biggest wazifa is tilawat of Quran Sharif. This is the greatest thing. All other things, balance it also, do everything else. But Quran Sharif tilawat, we should see that we really fulfill. And we had discussions on the Quran Sharif, how important, how much we must read. But anyway, so that also Allah Ta'ala has given us. Then Allah made it the month of our spiritual health, that we get our spiritual health. A person who gets reformed, a person who gets rehabilitated, a drug addict, and when he comes right, how happy he feels, what a relief to the family, to the community, to everyone. When a person falls into these things here, like that spiritually also, if we have any of these spiritual maladies in us, really, without understanding it, and we are living in a sick society where it is taken that it is normal. Whereas, really, if we get rehabilitated from all our spiritual diseases in this month, in which is drugs and alcohol also, if we get relieved of all that, we ourselves, you'll be like in Jannah you are. When you are with your family, they will be so happy, who love you so much, but because of this thing, one thing of yours, they don't want to see you. They don't want to have you around. So Allah gave us this month that we come out of all those things also. And this one month is really enough. We just have to spend it from our side correctly. And 100%, nobody can be 100%. For that, continuously we tell Allah that we are weak, we are faulty, 20 days are gone, 21 days are gone. Ya Allah, I haven't done anything, I haven't achieved anything. And Allah is that great, merciful being, that when we speak to Allah like that, asking forgiveness, asking Allah Ta'ala to overlook, Allah Ta'ala recompenses us for all our wrong. Not only that Allah, that He wipes it off, the boss also warned that all what you have done wrong till today, 21 days you worked, 21 years you worked, and you were doing all the time wrong, and now you come and tell me, now I'm right, I must forgive you, I must write it off, out of the question. But Allah is that great loving being, that Allah not only writes it off, but Allah gives us much more in return. So this is really a great month that we have got. In every aspect that we can think, let us make the value of it. We have got very little time left. Really, we should become like an anxiety attack that I've only got 8 days left, only 9 days left. And we will then wish that it is the full 30 days and that we really get the maximum, the full benefit. If we knew the value from any aspect, whether it is the sawab aspect, whether it is our reformation aspect, whether it is barakat, rahmat, security, protection, whatever we can think, what this month has got to offer us, we should try and take. So with regard to rozas of the eyes, we should keep properly. And what is this roza? What Ramadan teaches us. That is not a thing really of giving off haram, but to give to stay away from permissible things. Now that we are sitting, we are staying away from food. We are staying away from drink. Drink normally is water. And water is a common thing. And it is so common and so easily available. But this permissible thing, which is so like simple, but just stay away from that. Our desires, stay away from that, and your roza is made. And to make it a perfect roza and a perfect Ramadan, let us see that during the rozas also, what we talk, try and stay away even from permissible things. What we are looking at, stay away even from permissible. As roza, Ramadan is to stay away from permissible things. And Allah has so much, one great reward of a roza, of fasting, Allah Ta'ala will Himself give the reward, not via the malaika. Because this is so special. Or Allah will say, I myself am the reward for the roza. What more do you want if you get Allah Ta'ala? So this is that month that Allah Ta'ala has made it such. So just our roza, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written, it's not a month of eating, feasting, fasting. And Hazrat has explained, not fasting only in the day, but when we open our roza, see with what we are opening our roza also. That fasting at that time also, not only what is permissible, but halal and tayyiba. It must be halal also, and today we are not concerned about it. And the enemy is working very hard. All the things before they used to write on all the ingredients, if there was anything about pig, about swine, they should write it. Pig fat, etc. But now it's all camouflaged with E numbers. And who is going to know which E number is what? And it varies from country to country. To trace it is very hard. So all these things, what are we eating really? We should be very concerned. And especially when we open our roza. That what am I opening my roza with? Khajur, mashallah, Allah has made it easily available. Water and zamzam water Allah has made available. Then after that, normally, hopefully we all make our Maghrib namaz and then we have our supper. There also still the rule, still the month of Ramadan. Still the permissible things also still abstain. What does it mean? Eat, don't overeat at that time. If we overeat there, even the right things, even the halal and tayyiba, our taraweeh and our ibadat goes in jeopardy. When we eat too much, you have to drink water. When you drink water, you feel sleepy. And now, most of us, our digestive systems also we have destroyed. Now for wuzu to remain, so we want taraweeh also quick to get finished. And we don't enjoy it also. And our whole digestive system is troubling us all the time while we're making our taraweeh also. So if we watch what we eat, the roza is still, it's still the month of Ramadan. So eat also, try and limit the eating at that time and see that we eat the right food. Then a common practice again, after taraweeh, to have another snack again. So if you have perhaps a little bit, but this also to indulge in there, to go overboard again. Then again with sehri, again if we indulge there, though alhamdulillah there are many people whose sehri is very light, just a cup of tea, one toast, or some even just a sip of water or something, but sehri all the time to control. So this roza is on fasting, and fasting not only as we take it during the day that we stayed away. One dietitian explained to one person where the weight problem, that you Muslims, a non-Muslim dietitian, they say that you Muslims are so fortunate that fasting has been prescribed for you. And these people, the non-Muslims generally, there are Muslim doctors also, scientists also who research on all, everything. And the amount of research they do on the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because they are convinced that there is great benefit in it. It will be shocking for us to learn that how much they research, how Muslims zabiha, to slaughter. That also they research, but unfortunately for them, they only remain in the limits of their research. And we, without researching, without knowing the worldly benefits, we make amal for in the pleasure and in the love of Allah and the love of the Sunnah, and we get all the benefit. In other words, they may make, for example, they work hard to make a car, but they don't use the car. And we don't know all the intricates of how the car is functioning, how the petrol is coming, how it's going in the carburetor, how it's going in all the different... We just sit in the car and really not even driving. That is also a Muslim's position Allah made. You just sit in the back seat and you have your driver who takes you. We, the dunya, we are not for all. Today we regard it as an achievement that I'm a mechanic. And you are in the grease and you are in the overall. No, for a Muslim it is, you are just sitting like a lani in a back seat. And you don't have to do anything. That is the position. وَخَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا الدُّنْيَا خُلِقَتْ لَكُمْ. You, everything Allah has put for us here. But when we forgot our purpose, وَأَنْتُمْ خُلِقْتُمْ لِلْآخِرَةِ, that we had to engage in akhirat. Now it's an honor to be a pilot. Now it's an honor to be a hostess, to serve other people. Whereas for us, all these things, they were not our, was not our job. Our job was akhirah. And really, today also, and there are plenty of people like that, we made akhirah our object, they engage in business, but just little bit, here and there, little bit, and Allah gives them so much barakat in their business. And there are so many people who are not earning dunya, they're not working for dunya. Allah is giving it with honor to them. Allah is bringing it and, so to say, forcing it on them. And the people think it their honor that we must, we serve these people. You just make your niyat akhirat and Allah will take care of you. But today we made dunya our object. So now we have become the slaves of dunya. So our work is not all this research and that. Our work is to make amal on it. And we reach the akhirat. So Allah tabaraka ta'ala give us this proper understanding. So just briefly to recap, roza of the eyes, roza of the tongue, roza of the ears also, of the heart and mind also. And there is so much of detail, really. And when this becomes, we go into it, and the enjoyment a person gets, enjoyment in studying all what Quran has offered to us, what Hadith Pak has offered to us in all these things, it gives a person really more joy than any other joy of this dunya. Going to a resort, going for a holiday, a person will burn in those things. And in sitting with it, we see how many of our buzurgs. One time, Maulana Asadullah Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali of Saharanpur, his wife gave birth about 2 o'clock in the morning roughly. So he told a student, go to Hazrat Sheikh and ask him that if he will please come and give adhan and do the technique of the child. Student said, 2 o'clock in the morning, Hazrat must be sleeping. He says, no, go, you will find Hazrat is awake. And Abad, when he went there, Hazrat was engrossed in his kitabs. So just how Hazrat used to enjoy. Allahu Akbar. Till Hazrat's sister was not married, one of his sisters, then he should study kitab and she should take the food, make the morsel of it and put it in his mouth. Hazrat didn't have time to eat also. The enjoyment he should get in his kitabs. Hey, today for us, any, we'll sit half an hour before time waiting for the food. After that we take, waste another 1 hour eating, another one half, half an hour gossiping after that. But Hazrat didn't have the time to eat. And Hazrat says that after she got married or passed away, whatever it was, he says, after that, I gave up my food at night. I have my kitab's enjoyment. Allah give us that, the enjoyment of dhikr, the enjoyment of kitab's, the enjoyment of Quran Sharif, what Allah has given us. Where is the ummah gone? And we're looking for enjoyment where? In bungee jumps and in all. What then? What we today looking for our enjoyment? Where is our enjoyment? This ummah, and we were ukhrijat linnas, to teach people and take them on this way. Where are we drowned? We have gone worse than those people also. Those people who take their dogs for walks, usually in the morning. After, in the late afternoon, we will say after Fajr, after Asr, and then the dog is the imam. As the dog wants to go, they go along. And where the dog wants to urinate, defecate, they will wait for the dog. So those who made dogs their imams, we made them, their lifestyle, our imam. Today, everything, and that was still not so bad if we didn't have an imam. But when Allah gave us an imam like Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. Allah is saying أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهِ. That is important. وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ. That is important. If we got akhirat, Allah in mind, then there is nobody like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when we got our carnal desires, and ourself is myself, I'm important, then we discard even Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So what a who this ummah is. And this month, we were supposed to teach the world what this month of Ramadan. So anyway, then with regard to eating, yesterday we discussed a little bit about our income. And that also is discussed in detail after Zuhr namaz. So that also, and that also is not really detail. Detail is much more than that also. So to get some idea, and unfortunately today, we do our business as though Islam has given us no direction as far as business is concerned. As far as marriage is concerned, as though Islam has given us no direction. Islam has given us direction in every detail, in every aspect of our lives, and in full detail Islam has given us direction. If we bring this, then see our business, we will be shocked that how our business, how it will flourish, what enjoyment, and little bit of effort, and how much Allah will give in that, and the barakat Allah will give, and Allah will save us from so much of harm. There was this one family, one person who was present at that time in Medina Sharif, by Hazrat Maulana Badri Alam Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. And this family narrated the incident to Hazrat Maulana Badri Alam, very great Alim also. And like what we will understand, Hazrat Shaykh, the world all to should turn to Hazrat Shaykh. At that time, everyone turned to Hazrat Badri Alam. He was a person of that. So this family explained they were in Delhi, and they were dealing in arms and ammunition. And the time of partition came, and a well-to-do family, rich family. But the time of partition, they had to leave everything. And that also, if we can refresh our minds from time to time and see what the conditions were of the Muslims and how they had, what they had to go through. So they only the clothes on their body they had. And they went, they had to go away, they went away to Pakistan. They came here and they had nothing whatsoever. And now they had to, and a family that was very rich and pious also. So they were explaining that they used to give the zakat properly every year. And then the lillah, I can't remember that now properly, was it the same amount as the zakat, double the amount or half the amount, whatever it was. But the lillah also they took out properly every year. When they came to Pakistan, now completely poor, they were in Karachi. And this was their business, arms and ammunition. And they had one consignment from the UK, from England, that was coming to Delhi, where they had ordered it. So they contacted them and told them, we are no more in Delhi, we are in Karachi now. Send that consignment here. They sent it here. Pakistan government was newly formed, and they needed arms and ammunition. They bought the whole consignment with all the profit, and they made a use, and there they were set for life again. In fact, not very long ago, one of the sons or grandsons perhaps came and visited us on a business tour. He was our guest here at the Darul Uloom. So and I asked him also, and he verified this. So when Islam will come and we serve Deen, our little bit, and see how Allah will protect us, how Allah will look after us. So we devote ourselves to Deen, Allah give us. So as far as the eating is concerned, the roza, today one thing which needs a lot of discussion also is what has become so common, this eating out and eating from the restaurants and takeaways. And it is called junk food. And if you eat junk food, you're a junkie. But today that is the in thing. And how many of our good people, we can't live without that food. Until we don't eat that food, we don't get satisfaction. And that food, over and over, regularly there are cases which expose how filthy that food is. For besides a deeny point of view, besides it being halal, and tayyib is almost out of the question, and all that, but just from a dunya's point of view also, that food is so harmful. All their whole way, their whole lifestyle. Their lifestyle is a burger in a hand, or a packet of crisp, a Coke or Pepsi in the other hand, standing, walking, and we are eating, and talking, laughing. Whereas eating food also, it's so important that the etiquette of and adab of eating also. Otherwise, food, how many people choke with the food? While you are walking, etc., and you are eating, and you are talking, laughing, shouting, you are all other things. So much so, etiquette has been taught that while eating, our elders teach us that don't even speak of any nagawari, any like said, or anything which is like not nice, like the news of the death of a person, the news of the illness of a person, or accidents of, don't do that. In fact, really it should be that you don't take a phone call also while you are eating. Your body has to be relaxed in order to benefit and digest all that good food. We are eating the wrong food. And then we are still discussing all this other thing. When you hear some sad news, like somebody has passed away, and you are eating, without you realizing it, your whole body cringes. We also know this happened now. That burglary, that accident. So your body then cannot take the benefit of that food. That food just passes through all the passages and goes out again. But if you, when you to eat food also, a person must be relaxed. And he must make shukr to Allah for the ni'mat of that food, for all the digestive system, that we can take the food and put it in our mouth with our own hands. One time, one family member was ill in the hospital. I went and visit him. When I came to the door of his ward, his young son, married young man, came running to me and he said, "Today, Daddy, first time he ate himself." And we eat ourselves, but we never make shukr. But may Allah save us of the day that somebody has to feed us. And if it's your wife, your children who feed you, still it is ghanimat, it is some. But when somebody else has to, and the day if we have to be on a drip, Allah save us from all that. And these are the things that we have to make dua. We don't know when it can happen. So anyway, when I went to him by his bed, he stretched his leg and lifted it. And he told me, "Maulana, today the first time I can lift my leg." We all came now, we made our namazes, we're making ruku, sajda. Hey, we don't think of the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. Innumerable Allah Ta'ala's ni'mats. Wa in ta'uddu ni'mat Allah. If you want to count the ni'mats of Allah, hey, we can't even think of all the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. If we sit down to eat, we only think of the ni'mat of the food at that time. But what about the ni'mat that there is peace and we can be sitting if there was a fire? If one person in a family got a heart attack or something else, what will be the condition? Imagine now in Bharuj, that hospital that caught fire. India is on fire with the COVID. And COVID hospital caught on fire. About 100 people burned to death. Eh? So what if something like that, what and what things are there? How not to make sure? We can't even think of all the ni'mats of Allah. Again, we are so negative, we only think of the negative thing. And the billions of Allah's positive things, that when you sit to eat, you can use your own hand, your digestive system. You haven't got to, even just a blister in the mouth. A small blister is a problem, now you can't eat properly. Eh? Just a little cut. Or of the tongue or something, or one tooth is paining a little bit. Well, how lot problem we got? What ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala? So we should appreciate. So the food that we eat, that we should see, is halal and tayyibah. And this food that is prepared, one friend of ours, he may be here today, I don't know, but just recently, he called pest control because there was a rat in the ceiling. That person, Muslim person, about 35, 40 years old, his company came, they did the job, but anyway, he explained, in Forsberg, where all this food outlets are, he says he was called in there also. When he went in, spick and span, you can't imagine how clean were the eating place of the people. But the minute he said, "I opened the kitchen," it was a complete opposite world. The amount of dirt, the amount of food, meat, which is lying on the floor, and they use that to prepare to give you again. Eh? And the rats that were there, for what they called him, the size of rabbits, big, big rats that were there. And we eating that food. There are so many instances, but if one can really just make us realize, he says that from that day, it was 7 years, he says, "I never touched that food again, this restaurant food." They were just after 94, when the new South Africa came, there was one place where they caught the people on CCTV who were preparing the food in the kitchen. And those people, black people, and it was in a very elite area in Houghton, in this very elite area. And they were, the burgers they were preparing, after that when they put whatever all they have to put, and then they spat on it. And they rubbed that spit on there. And when they were questioned about it, they said most of their patrons were white people. That these people, what they made zulam on us, over the years, we are taking our revenge. There was just is no revenge also. But anyway, in their thinking, and those people are eating it with release. Eh? And if you think, and just about perhaps before Ramadan, or in Ramadan, a family in Cape Town, Heidefeld, they had a popular restaurant take away from where they should buy all their things. So he bought his pizza and he brought it home, the whole family sitting. And one of the girls, 21-year-old girl, she saw that there's something else in here. She checked up the gloves, what they wear. The gloves were in there, pieces of the glove.
And some many years ago in Indonesia, which is also unfortunately a common thing, woman went on a strike on a Saturday night. We're not cooking tonight. The man must go and buy and they must feed us. So they went and buy. They bought whatever, their pizzas, whatever they was. Then while sitting the whole, all eating, man, woman, no parda, no nothing, all, everything goes is wrong. When the food is wrong, everything goes wrong. And we expect everything to be good for us. And when something goes wrong, we wonder where this wrong came from. And we are good Muslims. Because we just do our roza, our wuzu, slapdash, istinja, we just pour spray. And now with the spraying, we just spray some water, splash dash wuzu, up and down in the namaz. I'm a perfect Muslim. I make my namazes. I'm a very perfect. Beard we keep, but it is like a French beard. Or an Arab beard, not the Sunnah beard. And there is details of all this. So anyway, they were sitting together and eating. So one little child told the mother, "What is this here?" And it was a whole bunch of hair. The mother just hushed it up and let her carry on. After a bigger whole bunch of hair, then it couldn't be contained. And they all were wondering, what are we eating here? Allah really make us understand. This is for us, if we want the goodness, let us come onto our deen, the sunnah, the pure, clean sunnah. What the deen, the hygiene Islam teaches. Islam starts from istinja. The heart Islam starts with. Islam starts with the cleanliness of the heart. Iman is to clean the heart. Islam starts here. Where we following the ways of these enemies and these hooligans and these animals, and we regard ourselves as somebody, and we look down as those and who are following the Sunnah, trying to follow. Where are we today, followers of Sunnah? Trying to follow, we find fault with those people. And we are all in this a real topsy-turvy world where the right calls the wrong right and the wrong calls the right wrong. Everything is upside down in us. May Allah Ta'ala guide us. Make this month, make it our Islah and see the change that will come. And see what relief we will get of this dunya's problems and difficulties. Jannat life Allah has given a mu'min in this world already. May Allah give us all the finish. Subhanallah.